like when I do photography, I care about the relationship of the people.
The determined voice that comes out of the Vietnamese coffee shop's hoo-ha mixed with the traffic chaos of Dien Bien Phu Street close to the Ho Chi Minh Mausoleum in Hanoi belongs to Nguyen Tan Hai, alias Mikey Ilan. The 27-year-old photographer and artist spent almost 1 year capturing significant moments in the lives of 72 gay couples between Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City, which used to be called Saigon.
I want to show that every love is safe. My subject is not a homosexual couple. My subject is the way they showing their love.
The idea started in Cambodia in 2010. While surfing the net, Micah read about Pink Choice, a travel website dedicated to homosexuals. She was attracted by the presence of a 5-star hotel for gay couples just a few kilometers from the border with Vietnam. So she went back to Hanoi with her own idea.
I talked with many people and asked about the homosexual. They said that they don't care much about the homosexual because now it's very open already. But when they see like two men or two guys touching or kissing in the public, so they still very care. So I realized that even they said that they really open, but if they see the people like this, they still care and they're not really comfortable with them.
For this reason, Micah decided to start her own Pink Choice project with two major goals: to show the lives and the love of gay couples through her pictures. Half of the couples have even decided to use the project as an opportunity to out themselves.
I don't know how my work can help the society, but for some couple in my project, it really helped because half of the couple is come out already, but half is not come out yet. So they contact to me, and they say that they really want to come out, but they don't know how to come out because they cannot just call their parents and say that, oh, I'm gay or I'm lesbian. Very difficult for them. So they decide to choose that project, and they want me to come to their place and take the photo. Then later the parent will know. So I'm really happy because it's kind of like Pink Choice is one of the solutions for them, so they can come out.
The first exhibition in Vietnam was held at the Goethe Institute in Hanoi, and a second one is planned for the beginning of 2013 in Ho Chi Minh City. Even though Vietnam is generally not considered a haven in terms of freedom of expression, Micah was free to show her work and to answer questions freely in front of a crowd of enthusiastic young Vietnamese. In the UK, on the other hand, some of the pictures were unexpectedly censored.
When I do exhibition here in Hanoi, I can public all my photos, and I can choose all the photos I want to public. But in UK, they also take out some of my photos, and they said that it's too sensitive. So that's why I think that Vietnam is really open now for the artwork. They really understand.
But the openness in Vietnam for this particular project, and the joy showed by some of the parents who wanted to be portrayed in the photos with their sons, does not mean that homosexuals have already overcome social, cultural, and political barriers. Dung, a social activist and one of the characters portrayed by Micah, explains.
Homosexual people are not so well welcomed by the majority of the people. They shouldn't accept us for who we are. The project gave the possibility to the people to talk and exchange ideas on that. Art projects like this help people to have ideas of their own.
Cục diện của người đồng tính tại Việt Nam sẽ thay đổi nếu có thêm nhiều dự án tương tự.
Dung is now very involved in helping homosexuals come out, but for him it was not easy.
For my generation, it was difficult to come out. If you even tried to come out, you had to face many barriers and difficulties. It was not well known what homosexuality is, and even myself, I didn't know much about it. For the new generation, it's a little bit easier now. Many gay clubs and bars have been opened in the past 10 years. So if anyone doesn't have friends, they can join these clubs. They can meet each other, and most important, they know who they are. This helps to improve self-confidence, even though sometimes coming out can make you more lonely.
For many people in Vietnam, it's still a problem to be seen as a homosexual or seen with a homosexual. What will the neighbors think? How will my family react? Pink Choice gives its own answers to the questions. The discussion in Vietnam is just at the beginning, and so is the campaign for further rights.
I don't care much about how people feel about Pink Choice and also how people feel about the homosexual. The thing I care is after people see it, how can let them talk about that?